welcome to the show. You know what time it is. It's 9 a.m. So that means we're doing the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And today we're going to talk with Dr. Karen Dunston. Now, Dr. Karen, she's got secrets for somebody like me. Just happens to be going through this thing called menopause, and she's going to tell us about this fatigue and how we can feel better and move and maybe get this weight off. Hey, Doc, are you out there?
Yes. Hey, Tego. I'm here. It's so great to be here.
It's so fantastic for you to be here. I mean, we've been trying to do this. We've had to reschedule. We've been running around. You and I met in a group together called Two Comma. And it's like, Doc, come on my show. Wait, Doc, we don't have internet. Wait, Doc, come on my show.
And here we are. We made it happen.
Here we are. One, I want to say, you know, I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but congratulations on, you know, dropping, losing. I know you know where it went, 100 pounds. Uh-huh. That is not an easy thing to do.
Well, it actually can be easy if you know have the right information and the right guidance. It really shouldn't be that hard. And I know people listening are like, what is she talking about? It really shouldn't be. It's just that you think that weight loss, especially for women after midlife, is a math problem. You think it's about calories in minus calories out, and it's not. That's the secret. It's a communication problem, and it's a hormone communication problem because your hormones are your regulators and your communicators. And so it's a hormone imbalance problem. And this is why weight problems are highest in women at midlife and beyond. 60% of us by the time we hit 50 are overweight or obese. It's because of hormone imbalances. So when you have the right information, losing 100 pounds is not a big deal.
Okay, now that's great, fantastic news. Now my question is, you know, we go up, we go down, we go up, and I'm talking about myself, go up, go down, go up. Lose 100 pounds, keeping it off, will that happen? Can you keep it off?
Absolutely, right? So once you know the language of hormones and you know how to speak hormone, most doctors don't know how to speak hormone, you then speak that language all the time. And so getting it off isn't that big a deal, and keeping it off isn't. It's actually pretty simple.
So you know how to speak this language. Are you teaching people? Do you have groups? How do people, you know, get to Dr. Karen now that she's got the secret?
Yes, that's what I do. I teach people how to do this. I have actually a webinar coming up tonight teaching women over 40, how enlightened women over 40 lose weight, regain energy without counting calories and exercising, because it's not a math problem, and balance their hormones. So I have a free training tonight coming up that they can sign up for at midlifemetabolisminstitute.com. And I have group programs where I teach women how to do exactly what I did to lose 100 pounds and keep it off for over 10 years.
Okay, let's give them that website one more time, because somebody's driving and they're trying to figure out how to pull over. And okay, one more time. Okay.
It's midlife, because that's where the stuff hits the fan for us ladies, is at midlife. Midlife. And it's metabolism, because what is your weight and energy about? Your metabolism. Your metabolic rate is tanked. You need to get it back up to gear. And then it's Institute. So it's Midlife Metabolism Institute. And I'm going to teach you what you need to know about the language of hormones so that you can balance them, which equals lose weight, regain energy, have great hair, great sex drive, feel amazing in your own skin again. Who wouldn't want that?
Right.
And
right.
I'm going to give you all those tools.
Okay. So I know your specialty, would, you know, you went to school for, and your path, your chosen path is OBGYN, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
So what made you take kind of the exit road or the side road and get into all of, you know, metabolism and female health on the you know, nutrition side and weight loss side and all of that? How did you get there?
Well, through pain, of course. I weighed 243 pounds. I had chronic fatigue, so I either was sleeping or at work. Even though I was a wife and a mom, I really didn't participate in my family's life because I didn't have the energy. I had depression and anxiety. I had irritable bowel, gastritis. I looked and felt 20 years older than I was. And everything I was taught in medical school and my OBGYN training and over 10 years delivering thousands of babies and doing pap smears and all the things that we do for women's health, didn't give me the knowledge or tools to lose the weight and figure out what was wrong. And I started banging my head up against the wall thinking, what's wrong with me? I'm supposed to know about more about women's health than anyone else. And clearly I'm not healthy. And then it sent me on this journey of realizing we're missing something in medicine. And what are we missing? And so I found what we were missing. And it was the language of hormones. And so when I discovered that and I started using it on myself, the weight started coming off, I'll say pretty easily. Energy started coming back, hair regrown, sex drive back, gut healed, off all prescription medications. And I knew that doing regular OBGYN wasn't the way to get women optimally healthy. And so I had to, in 2011, I actually retired from OBGYN to do this full time. Because people say, well, don't you miss delivering babies? It's such a wonderful time in a woman's life. And it was, and I loved it. But the truth is, most anyone can deliver a baby, a newborn baby into this world. But not everyone can deliver a woman back to herself. Wow. And so I am still a midwife of sorts. I'm just a midlife midwife for women.
I love that. I loved it. Okay. I know you're back east, and we're out here in Las Vegas, and we touch all over the world with this show.
Right.
Somebody is going, I'm in Spain, I'm in Texas, I'm in LA. You know, can I talk to Dr. Karen? Can Dr. Karen help me? So you have programs that they can do virtually, correct?
Yes. I have people all over the world who I work with, and I've created programs. I did the Stop the Menopause Madness Summit last November. We had people from every corner of the earth participate. We had 63 experts, and we're actually thinking about running a replay with added bonuses of that in November. Oh, so stay awesome. Tuned for that. Sign up for my email list if you are interested in that. But yeah, I do everything virtually, which is amazing, so that women everywhere can benefit from this.
You know, Grumpy Allen's over there and he's got that 2-minute timer. Oh, no, he's got the 1-minute timer up there. So let's tell him the website one more time, and we definitely got to have you on and do a full interview.
Yes, it's midlife, because you're at midlife. That's when the stuff hits the fan. And it's about your metabolism, which is your weight and your energy. And it's the Institute. So it's midlifemetabolisminstitute.com. And if you want to get on my email list, sign up for it. Even if you can't attend live, we will send you a replay and you'll be in my community. And then we will let you know when the Stop the Menopause Madness Summit re-airs with bonuses. I have so many amazing resources for you. You'll get my Diet Deceptive Dozen and my Lean 15 and the foods you're eating that you think are healthy that aren't. I'm going to tell you which ones to get out of your diet now.
That's fantastic, Dr. Karen. I appreciate you. Your webinar is today. So you guys are watching it live. This is Thursday, August 26th. Okay, this is August 26, 2021. If you're watching live, make sure you go back, get that URL, and go check out this webinar with Dr. Karen. I thank you so much, Dr. Karen, for coming on. I need to check that out myself. You're amazing. Come back and do this again. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview. I hope you'll come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for watching.